This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end August 31st. Speaking at the White House, the president said that he would not send another generation of Americans into war in Afghanistan. Biden said that Afghan leaders would have to come together and other countries in the region would have to work to find a peaceful solution to ongoing conflict there. Biden said a takeover by the Taliban is not inevitable, and he trusts the capacity of the Afghan military to resist them. The president said earlier this year he wanted all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. The Taliban has increased its attacks in recent weeks as the last U.S. and NATO troops get ready to leave. Police Chief Leon Charles said in a televised news briefing on Thursday that Haiti's police have captured six of the men who assassinated President Jovenel Moïse and is hunting for the masterminds behind the operation. Charles appealed to the population to cooperate with security forces and not to cause unrest after a crowd formed outside a police station in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where suspects were being held. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Haiti said Thursday that Prime Minister Claude Joseph will continue to lead the Caribbean nation until an election is held. UN Special Envoy for Haiti Helen Lalime said virtually from New York that Joseph told her Wednesday he intends to stick to a plan to hold a first round of parliamentary and presidential elections September 26th, with a second round in November. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Olympic venues in Tokyo will not be able to admit spectators for this summer's games after the coronavirus pandemic forced the declaration of a new state of emergency in the Japanese capital, Tokyo. Organizers had hoped that Japanese residents would be able to attend the games, and last month announced that venues could be up to 50% full for a maximum of 10,000 people. However, a rise in coronavirus infections has forced the Japanese government to reimpose more stringent measures beginning Monday until August 22nd. In venues located in areas where emergency measures are not in force, organizers said that the relevant local authorities would decide on spectator levels. Japan has had about 810,000 cases and nearly 15,000 deaths. Only 15% of Japanese are fully vaccinated. U.S. COVID-19 cases are up around 11% over last week, almost entirely among people who have not been vaccinated, as the highly infectious Delta variant becomes the dominant COVID-19 strain in the country. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday 93% of COVID-19 cases have occurred in counties with vaccination rates of less than 40%. At a news conference, Walensky said the numbers are moving in the wrong direction.
Our seven-day average is about 13,900 cases per day, and this represents an increase in cases of nearly 11% from the prior seven-day average.
The CDC earlier this week said the Delta variant has become the dominant strain in the United States. The variant, which is highly contagious, has also become dominant in other countries around the world. The grim work of recovering bodies from a collapsed Miami condominium continued Thursday after a vigil at the site to honor those lost in the collapse. At a news conference, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG-TV that the death toll from the Surfside collapse has risen.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 60, with 35 victims identified and 34 next of kin notified. 200 people are accounted for and 80 are potentially unaccounted for.
Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz said it has been an agonizing time as authorities concluded there was no chance of finding any more survivors in the rubble. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.